The EU's Migration Commissioner is in Dublin today for talks with the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan. Magnus Brunner is also visiting the reception centre for asylum seekers in City West. The talks come as the government prepares to toughen migration laws, with more details due to be announced later in the week. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, tell us, if you would, about Magnus Brunner's visit to Dublin. Why is he in Ireland today?
Well, usually he is here if he's been invited by the Justice Minister. He has been speaking with Senior Gardaí. He's spoken to the head of the Criminal Assets Bureau. He's had talks with the Minister. And as you mentioned in your introduction, he's also gone out to visit the City West Reception Centre for people seeking international protection here, which the state recently acquired for €150 million. So the reason for all of those meetings is because he's checking to see if Ireland is going to be in compliance with the EU Migration Pact, which comes into force in June of next year. Now, under the pact, what's supposed to happen is that it's going to harmonise the EU member states' approach to asylum, migration and border checks. And this should mean swifter screening and speeding things up. So that is the point of the meeting, and we're due to hear from the Commissioner at around 2 o'clock this afternoon.
At the same time, the government has been signalling that it's going to tighten the law on who can become an Irish citizen, and a few other laws are going to be tightened as well. At this stage, what do we know?
Well, we know that the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan last Monday got a series of proposed measures on immigration reform through the leaders' meeting, and that is due to be going to Cabinet, which is not taking place tomorrow as usual. It's actually coming through on Wednesday. Now, yesterday, the Taoiseach confirmed that certain types of welfare payments paid to people seeking Irish citizenship will be taken into consideration as part of the application process under these new measures. And there's also going to be progressing changes to the asylum system, and this is going to include, for example, tightening the rules around family reunification applications, and one would imagine that means narrowing them, and also focusing on if there's any debt owing to the state when that is being considered. And we also learned that when it comes to those who've been granted refugee status, that they may have to wait 5 rather than the current 3 years before they're able to apply for full citizenship. So those are some of the measures which are coming through, and it is something which Sinn Féin is taking issue with on two grounds. One, it says that when it comes to the EU Migration Pact, the party believes that we shouldn't have our focus on Brussels. We should have our focus actually on the common travel area with the United Kingdom, because that's where many of the international protection applications are coming from, and then we should focus on a bilateral deal between Dublin and London to deal with that problem. So while the government is advancing its measures in coordination with Brussels, Sinn Féin is saying a different direction should be taken. We should be just looking across the water and trying to deal with our nearest neighbour, which too is making significant changes to its migration laws.
Yeah, can I ask you about that, Paul? I mean, is the government under further pressure on this issue because of those imminent changes in Britain?
Yeah, I mean, Britain is going to overhaul its approach to human rights laws, and what that means is it's going to be easier to deport migrants who arrive illegally, and it is viewed as a pretty big shake-up. And if the UK is changing, and this is something that the Justice Minister accepts, then it could have a knock-on impact in Ireland. So the question is, if laws change in the UK and someone has arrived there, they may feel that they might get a better treatment in the Republic and therefore come through Northern Ireland and the absence of borders. So that's something that the Minister says he is looking at. He's got an international protection bill going through the House of the Oireachtas next year, and therefore if the changes are needed, he will act and act swiftly, so there isn't like a magnet effect in which a different law will mean that more people will be coming to Ireland. But Sinn Féin and other parties like Aintu say this isn't enough. And what you need to do is get down to a detailed document and strike a deal between Dublin and London. So absolutely, the Minister is under pressure to effectively justify the position that he's adopting.
Paul, many thanks. That was Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent.